When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This show is brought to you by K Jewelers. Listen up, NFL fans. K just dropped a collection of officially licensed NFL jewelry. Shop your favorite team in the True Fans Fine Jewelry Collection at k.com/truefans. Gear up for the season and celebrate the love of the game with K.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
It's about to go. The Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast, where we talk history of the game, numbers and stats. And each week we highlight a charity that's doing good. If you haven't subscribed yet, then you should. Because I'm this the real deal. And you know I gotta shout out the Buffalo Bills. Turn it up to the max, sit back and relax. This the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Let's go!
Hey, what is up, Bills Mafia? Welcome into this episode of the Buffalo Nerd, your home for Buffalo Bills football with a charity on top. Brought to you by Minute Media and FanSided. This is going to be the Week 10 phase report. And I'm not sure how we handled playing in such terrible conditions there in New Jersey this weekend. I mean, the Jets offense was grounded by the blizzard of a Buffalo Bills defense that yet again shut down another offense this week. Went in and dominated an opponent that we should have dominated. To be fair, everybody, I think we should all agree that we should have dominated this opponent. But 45-17, good showing, good win. Offense looked good, defense spectacular, special teams did enough and contributed and looked fair again. So an all around a good win. But this, I mean, we can't talk about this for too long. This was the New Jersey Jets. I mean, this is a game we expect to win and we should win, in their building. Who cares? I mean, they're not good. And the first round pick, Mike White. That's right. He's not a first round pick. Either way, this gentleman, when they told him that at the end of the year, you're supposed to reward the offensive line with gifts, he must have misheard that, because he was handing out gifts to this defense all game. He's like, you get a pick. Wait, you didn't get your pick? Here's your pick. So just a great performance. But we anticipated this, but still, every week we do have to break down kind of what we saw. I mean, that's the whole point of this. You always got to be improving, working towards something extra. You know, I mean, next week we've got a good opponent that's, they're trending in the right direction. They're winning games. They're a team that took us to the limit last year in the playoffs. So this is going to be a big week coming up. So offensively, Josh Allen responded the way that he does. I mean, I think we've seen this from him early, kind of on in his career, is that when he does bad, he typically comes back and does well. And he did that. I mean, he had ridiculous numbers. He was like the average over 30 yards. He like sending in a, I mean, just the dude played lights out. He almost got the flip pass to Dawson Knox on top of that. Not that that was, what we want to see all the time, but he was open and the throw was actually open to be made. So Allen was back. What was more important to me, which I've been kind of chatting about for the past couple of weeks here, is when we beat Kansas City, we had the exact offensive line that we just lined up with this past weekend, and it looked good. When Feliciano is healthy, I don't want to change this. This offensive line does not change unless one of them goes down moving forward in my eyes. This is two good showings where they just look good. Spencer Brown is he's a different animal than what we've seen on the offensive line, and his speed and his length and his youth it works well for what the NFL is sending it our way. The Joey Bosa's, the TJ Watts, their length and that stuff. Spencer Brown looks good. Ike Boctor fits over there on the left side. Mitch, you could tell there was an enhanced, let's get after it. And I'm not going to just say that it's because we played the Jets, because that defensive front the week before was tearing up an offensive line in the NFL with their stunts and their twists and everything else. So this offense performed well. Running game looked good. Oh, and Matt Breida showed up. You know, they kind of had to bring him up, I think, because of some current concerns with Moss coming out of the concussion. But Breida's speed is different. It's something that we can use. And I think that moving forward, we should see more of it. But he had a very nice game. He didn't have many touches, you know, 8 touches or whatever it was, 2 touchdowns. I mean, I think we should try that next week and see if he can repeat that. I mean, why not? His speed to the edge looks good. He gets 5 yards almost every time he touches the ball. And I think that's the difference, is when your offensive line isn't that great, you get somebody like that that can still get you there a little bit faster. You'll probably get a little more. But offensively, all around, Diggs, we kind of forgot, I think, that you played on this team the prior week against Jacksonville, because you could have done the same exact thing. And the fact that the Jets disrespected him by lining up one-on-one. Yeah. Don't ever again. So welcome back, Mr. Diggs. A great performance all around. If I was going to game ball it out this week on the offense, I would actually just give it to Dawson Knox, because his presence back on the field changed everything. He almost caught that touchdown on the flip pass, which would have been very nice, you know, for my fantasy teams as well. But would have been very nice to see happen, but the connection's there. He had a big play early in the game that everything looked better. I'm not saying he's like the ultimate piece of the puzzle, but everything looked better and he was there. So until he's not there again and it sucks, we don't have anything other to say than Dawson Knox looks like the key to this offense, and it worked. And yes, it was the Jets. It's a defense that's been getting beat up all year, but like I said, we'll see what happens defensively. I don't know. I think we started out with you get a pick. Ed Oliver, get you some. I mean, like, tore it up. And the best part about him tearing it up was he did it without Star there. So we've been saying all year that Star has freed up everybody else, this, that, and the other. And you know what? This week, Oliver freed himself up. And he handled his business. And he's stringing together great games. All signs are pointing up on this dude. Like, coming out of college, you kind of wondered from Houston, but now it's starting to look like he just needed to get into the groove and understand what's taking place. And that's what we're hearing. And he's looked lights out. This is consecutive games now where he's made big plays, even big plays that were overturned because he wasn't there by a hair or whatever. You know, the interception on this, or the fumble that was brought back and ultimately called an incomplete, that he was all up in Mike White. I mean, just a great performance. And yes, the final score says 17 points, but that was garbage time. You know, that's whatever. That was Joe Flacco was 3 for 3 with a touchdown. I mean, yeah, Joe Flacco, he still plays. I mean, against second stringers when the game's over, but 17 points either way. The back end, 5 interceptions. That's all you need to say. More importantly, which was a nice fill, because you went into this losing again, another defender. This defense that's like, if anybody tells you that this is not a good defense, they're just an idiot. I guess we'll just leave it at that, because they each week have almost had to have somebody fill in to a specific position. And this defense does not change a lot in the back end. It rotates guys up front, but on the back end, not a lot is changing. And they've had to constantly fill that every week with somebody different, almost, it feels like. And they've stepped up and looked good. AJ Klein, just you almost felt like all of his energy of being bottled up, of not getting into the game, was brought out into that. He was sideline to sideline in the backfield. He played a great game. I mean, I don't know, like, re-sign him. Like, it feels like the mold, if we can keep the rest of the pieces as he fits it, I think we need to start packaging him in more, and you kind of roll the dice here and there, and you see if he can cover, because, you know, you can't just, every time he's in, he's the guy coming, right? I mean, this is the NFL. These are pros, right? But I mean, he needs to be rotated into the defense more, I think, because it feels more like at this point, Milano and Edmonds could use a little bit of a break, and his energy from not playing in so many snaps and being out there in his second year in the system, the understanding, it looks good. I think it's worth a few more plays every game to see if he can be disruptive or even good enough. And you roll the dice if he's not, and you see what happens. But all around, good performance by the defense. But I mean, sure, if you watch this guy go up against Cincinnati, you know, and he lit the scoreboard up, and he's in the Hall of Fame. So I'm not going to talk too much crap about the Mike White guy, but like, this defense is just, it's really, really good. And I'm really curious to see what it can do up against this run game next week in Indianapolis. And with Carson Wentz, who's a competent quarterback, but their wide receivers are not, I don't think they're at a caliber of some of the best that we face. So it'll be interesting to see. So the defense, applaud them again for another strong showing this week. And the special teams, I mean, Bass, I feel like I should just say Bass, and then everybody will understand that any kick he was asked to take, he made it, and he made it no problem. And he again did this this week. He got to kick extra points most of the day. But Bass is just, I don't know. When you look around the league and you see how many people are missing and how many games are being, finished off by a field goal miss or a make or this, that, and the other, his consistency is just phenomenal. He's missed one, and it was it was 53 yards, and it was weird looking. I mean, it wasn't a great kick, and it was hit right, and it was kind of a low. It was just a weird looking kick for him compared to everything else that he's done. But that's like the feather in your cap type of deal. I think, what he's going to be able to present for us later in the season is consistency. And it's only second year. I mean, we got a young kid there. I mean, he and Josh Allen could essentially be a franchise quarterback and a franchise kicker long-term for us, and Buffalo stays strong in both those aspects for many years to come. We didn't punt much, so that's always good. Cause the less that Mr. Hack gets on the field, that's always better. I know he's an NFL punter. I get it. I'm not, but I watch 31 other punters every week too, and they seem to kick it a little quicker. I don't know, but either way, good day for him. McKenzie, another nice little day. I mean, it feels like he's starting to really figure out that his speed is more of an asset by just putting his head down and going and getting what he can get. And it's turning into him breaking bigger runs and almost getting there, because his speed is getting him past most of those guys. And then it's him against a fewer guys that he's got to beat. I mean, it's pretty simple math. You know, if you've got less guys get in front of you, if you're running full speed, and one of those guys is going to be the kicker, right? You know, so like, he's looked good. The punt game, fielded that one a little awkwardly, but besides that, I thought he had a good day. So the special team seems to really truly be trending up as a full unit. So, yeah, I mean, this looks good. I mean, it's 6-3. The AFC's wild right now. So as long as we're there and we're competing, but this stretch coming up, and it starts this weekend up against the Colts, they're a good football team. They took us, to the wire last year. And that was without Wentz, who they had Phillip Rivers, but Wentz's mobility is a little more dangerous than Phillip Rivers standing there straight up and down. But it all boils down to Jonathan Taylor. We have not faced a really good running back recently in a team that wants to run and beat you with the play action. I mean, we went up against Tennessee, but that was weeks ago, and we didn't do terrible in the run stopping in that game, but the play action really got us. So it's going to be interesting to see what this team does to us. The T.Y. Hilton, Pascal, the Pittman on the outside, the tight end position, I'm not incredibly worried about all those spots. I think they're good at what they do because of that front offensive line, and they've got a really good running back. So it's going to be interesting to see what we can make happen this week, because this defense has been lights out. But it's going to be an opportunity, to kind of shut down a good running game and see where we're really at and what we're all about moving forward. But all in all, I mean, you had to be happy to get rid of that crap loss to Jacksonville. We stomp another division opponent, so that's undefeated in the division still. We get them later in the season, which we should look at as a promising thing, is hopefully another victory. I mean, really, I don't want to say hopefully, but it's the NFL. I don't want to be completely disrespectful. I mean, we've been watching anybody beat everybody. Thank you, Dolphins, for keeping Baltimore heading back a little bit. Tennessee's got an easy road. So this game against the Colts this weekend is going to be big. It feels like it's must win kind of material. You're in your own building. You know, it feels like a game that you have to win. If you want to compete for that one, or at least one of the top seeds where you can guarantee probably at least two games at home in the playoffs, if you can do what you can do, you got to do that. And it starts this weekend. So awesome performance. So all in all, I mean, good hustle all game. Everybody that needed to step up, and they did it. You know, so just a great performance for the Bills this week. So make sure you guys check out, you know, Friday morning, we'll be dropping the preview episode, you know, and highlighting the charity for the week. So make sure everybody heads over there, you know, and checks that out. But I want to thank everybody for listening. That's going to wrap it up this week for the week 10 phase report. I mean, you can only talk about how awesome it was for so much, but it's still the Jets. So I don't want to keep bragging about it. You know, I want to move on. I want to beat the Colts, and I want to brag about that a little bit as we head into New Orleans and Tampa and some real games coming up down the stretch. So thanks everybody for listening in. Make sure you guys are heading over to BuffaloLowdown.com and checking out Aaron and Brandon and everybody else that's putting out good work over there. And, you know, for everything that I'm up to, you guys can head over to TheBuffaloNerd.com, of course. And of course, let's end it with Go Bills.
Just listen to the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss another episode. We'll see you next time. Leg out!
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.